Good afternoon, thanks for tuning in. Well, if there's been one feature that has stood out for global markets over the course of this week in particular, has been the very impressive upward momentum, and that has included the performance of the Australian share market. Even yesterday, where the market ended ever so slightly in negative territory, what featured over the course of the day was that the market was able to recover from its early deficit to finish with only that small decline, in the process recovering about 1%. And that has continued that upward trajectory today. We are now looking at the market up by around 2.3%, just off session highs. And that is largely being driven by the banks once again. That was the standout element of yesterday's performance. Today, we have got the big lenders up in the order of around 3.5% to 5.5% as far as the ANZ concerned, and the NAB, the CBA up in the order of about 3.5%. There's only one blemish on the market today, and that's the underperformance of energy stocks, although as a group, they've just managed to crack the break-even level as we move into afternoon trade. But we've got Santos and Woodside down by about 1%. There was a pretty solid fall in oil prices overnight. It's expected that there'll be a build in US oil inventories this week, and that's what's weighing on energy prices for the moment. Materials names are generally higher. They are seeing solid improvements. So BHP and Fortescue up around 2.5%, Rio up by 1.6%. Industrial names continue to move ahead. Transurban shares are up by about 2%. Brambles shares up by 2.5%. The builder, CIMIC, is up by about 4% as well. And a point to note on energy stocks in particular, but in the coal space, in the last day, it's been reported that China is preparing to impose restrictions on Australian coal imports. So, important to note that they are just reports, but they have not had any bearing where the coal miners are concerned. So Whitehaven coal shares are up by the better part of 0.8%. New Hope coal is up by 2%. They have reported quarterly production numbers down by 21.5% compared to the same time last year, and spoke of their earnings being impacted by lower prices, but notwithstanding, the shares still moving ahead by a decent margin nonetheless. Blackmores shares are up by 4%, having completed a capital raising in the last day, where they raised $92 million. They've now kicked off a share purchase plan, and they expect to use those funds for the standard reasons that get offered these days, bolstering the balance sheet and driving growth initiatives. So Blackmores shares are doing quite nicely today, up by around 4%. One of the standout performers of the day is Nearmap. That's stock up by 17%. They highlighted that their annualized contract value is now in the order of $102 million. They said that they'll be cash flow break even by the end of June this year. So that has been a factor propelling the shares. Skywood in early trade. Arguably the feature of the day has been the delivery of a testimony by the RBA Governor Philip Lowe to the Senate Select Committee on the COVID-19 crisis. The RBA Governor spoke for some time. If you were to distill his thoughts into a couple of key points, it was the fact that compared to the statement of monetary policy, which was issued by the RBA at the beginning of the month, things have tracked a little bit better than what the RBA had initially thought. Also reiterated the need to continue focusing on initiatives to support the economy in the bigger picture to navigate this situation. The extension of support measures in relation to the employment picture, it's whilst being too early to gauge at this point, is an important part of the broader picture, which will come into play later on this year. So that was certainly very helpful to have that positive tone in the commentary from the RBA governor. The Aussie dollar is also continuing to hold up reasonably well under the circumstances, continuing to track above 66 US cents.